The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
The Showdown and the All-Stars are under the lights of Charlotte from a NASCAR Fan's View. If you know anything about NASCAR, you already know the Showdown and the All-Star Race aren't just for show. They're about winning. Well, they're about winning and money. Lots of money. In fact, it's pretty much all or nothing, and if done right, it could be worth $2 million tonight. Another thing about the All-Star Race is that it isn't like any other All-Star performance in sports. The Sprint All-Star Race isn't just about showing up, pretending it's an important night, and then putting on a poor performance. It's about driving as hard as you can, beating every other driver on the track, and taking home that load of money. With the purse they're running for, in particular this year, these drivers will do just about anything to win, and that makes it more interesting than any other professional sport anywhere. NASCAR is different, and this weekend's race is different than any other. They've made changes to the format for the All-Star event, and it should make for a very interesting evening of racing. From this fan's view, it looks like they've tried to eliminate any sandbagging at all, and that means the All-Star segments should prove to be flat-out racing from beginning to end. It's not necessary to go into all the nuances of the races tonight. The field is set for the All-Star event, except for three. That would be the first and second finishers in the Showdown, and of course, the fans' choice. Many think, since Dale Jr. is already locked into the All-Star race tonight, the fan's choice will be Danica. Of course, this fan isn't so definite about that, but I guess it could happen. If not, I do know there are a few others the fans might favorite into the final, and that makes not knowing all the more interesting. Of the ones that may not drive themselves into the All-Star race from the Showdown, the fan's choice could be a not-so-known one they want to give a chance to run with the stars, or it could be one of the more noticed drivers that just haven't made it yet. Of those that are running in the Showdown, a number of names do stand out and could be the choice of the fans. At least for the moment, I'm going to rule out four of them simply because they could finish first or second in the Showdown. Those would be Martin Truex Jr., Jamie McMurray, Juan Pablo Montoya, and Eric Almirola. I'm not saying they will take one of the top two spots. I'm just saying they could. A couple of names that stick out would be Bobby Labonte and Jeff Burton. Although they have been around a while, it is possible they could get the nod from the fans, but they are by no means a lock for the position. The more obvious choices, at least from this fan's view, would be Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Paul Menard, Casey Mears, David Gilliland, and of course, Danica Patrick. Anyone has a chance of making it, but from my view, these are the most likely. The Showdown will be flat-out racing from beginning to end, mostly because they either have to finish in the top two or be the fan favorite to make it into the All-Star event. Finishing anywhere else means they likely won't make the big event for the night. To this fan, that alone spells intensity. Speaking of intensity, the qualifying session for the All-Star race was one of the most exciting I've ever seen in many years of NASCAR Cup races. It was a definite throwback to years ago, and it reminded me of just how much has changed to better protect the pit crews during a race. Although it was a great experience for this special weekend, I don't ever see them reverting back to it for regular races, and honestly, no one expects them to. It did remind this fan of how dangerous it used to be, and how much better it is now, even though it is still a dangerous job for the crew members. When it comes to the All-Star race, the changes made to the format just about guarantee lap after lap of hard racing, drivers trying to finish up front, and have the best average finishes over the first segments, and then take it all the way to the end to collect the big payout. The All-Star race is always exciting and a fan favorite. It shows what the drivers are made of, and definitely shows just how competitive they are, especially when it involves the possibility of taking home $1 million or $2. If the All-Star qualifying session was just a hint of what we might see tonight, well, hold on, because anything can happen. and probably will. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.